Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Listen, I must introduce our guest who's sitting before me. We're joined by Heather Humphreys, a proud Monaghan woman from the village of Drum, who's had a fascinating political career, kind of an astonishing one that is ending on a high, unusual for politics. Heather, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Oliver, and thank you for being in Monaghan. It's great to see you here this morning.
Because this is foreign territory for me, from the other end of the county. Retirement for politics hasn't quite happened yet, has it? Because you're still officially Minister for Social Protection.
Yes, I'm no longer a TD, but under the Constitution, I remain as a minister until a new minister is appointed.
What are the duties of a minister without a dual seat? Do you have things to do?
Yeah, well, there's different things you may have to attend. Last week I was in Templemore for an event there. I was opening a new library, and I was also in Longford. I was open two new walkways, and it was great to get out and meet people again. And I have to say it was very enjoyable. So this week there's a few things on in Cavan. I'm opening a number of projects that were funded through my department, and I'm delighted to be there. And again, an opportunity to say thank you to the people.
Say farewell to all those grants you lobbed into every ditch and hedge you find.
Well, it's actually lovely to go out and to meet the communities, because one of the reasons I went to so many places was to say thank you to them, because a lot of these things wouldn't happen if they didn't have the initiative at local level to put forward the applications to get the funding. So these are projects that they have wanted, and it's a celebration of their achievements. So I enjoy that.
And Camir, do you still have the seal of office, or is that something you have to hand back to the president when your replacement comes along with it?
No, I'll have to tell you a secret here. When you're made a minister, you get the seal of office and you get a photograph, and then you hand it back to the president.
Is it the same seal then? So it's just
different seals. The seals can change depending on the ministry, but yes, they're very precious, those seals, so you're not allowed to keep them.
That is the most disappointing thing about being a minister. But you get the car anyway. You get to be driven around. That's nice. Tell us about what your plans are after your retirement.
Yeah, well, I'm hanging up the political boots, but I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll find something.
You haven't settled on it yet?
No, I haven't settled yet. And as you know, the lucky thing is I live on a farm, so there's always a job on a farm.
Very good. Yes. Do you work on the farm?
Well, not really, no. I've avoided it for most of my life. But that may not be possible now. I may have to do an odd job. I love gardening. I absolutely adore it. Yeah. I grow my own vegetables, so I think I'll be doing more of that. I have two gorgeous little grandchildren, so I hope to spend more time with them.
And because you had a whole career, didn't you, before politics?
Yes, I started off working in the Ulster Bank. I spent many years there, and then I moved to the Credit Union, and I worked in Coot Hill Credit Union for 12 years. And then I was elected to the Dáil.
You're a huge fan of Coot Hill.
Yes, I like Coot Hill. I went to school in Coot Hill in the St Aidan's Comprehensive School. I attended the school there. And in fact, it was a great school. And at one time, I was a minister in government, and Éagán O'Farrill was the president of the GAA. And
that's right.
Joe O'Reilly was a senator at the time. So it was quite unusual that three of us would be serving at a national level from the one school in rural Ireland.
This was your first peace outreach. It was between Monaghan and Cavan. Obviously, you're more popular in the credit union than as a banker.
Yes, that's true indeed. Yes, I started off with banking. Not everybody likes bankers. Then I moved to the credit union, much more popular. And then, of course, I went to be a politician, which, well, again, back nearly into the banking space at times.
When did you get elected as a TD for the first time?
2011, I got elected.
So relatively short career, really, wasn't it? But within 3 years, you were a cabinet minister.
That's right. I'm almost 14 years in national politics. I am 21 years in politics altogether, local level first in 2003. I was co-opted onto Monaghan County Council, and I remained there until I was elected in 2011 to the Dáil.
I remember when you first became a minister, you were Minister for Arts.
Yes.
There was quite a bit of snobbery towards you, wasn't there, going, this one now wouldn't have a clue about our world.
Yes, well, yes, I suppose that's true to say, but I think I managed to you know, deal with those issues. I have to say that we celebrated the 2016 commemoration through the arts. It was very much the forefront of those commemorations. And I was very proud of the commemorations. Almost a million people attended them right across the country. And it wasn't just Dublin-centric. We managed to have it in every single county.
Everybody remembers that time really fondly, because actually the run-up to it, which will be happily forgotten, was kind of fraught, and people wondering, will this centenary go well? Even the launch, I think, ended up with people banging on the windows under the GPO, wasn't it? Like, you had a torrid time initially.
I was very focused on what I wanted to do. I wanted to make sure that there were appropriate commemorations, that there were inclusive commemorations, and that they were historically correct. We had an advisory group, and that ensured that we were able to make sure that it was the story was being told as it should be told. It was correct and it was historically correct, and it was so inclusive in that I wanted everybody to be involved, and we were able to do that through the local authorities. And probably the first time ever that I said we have to get the local authorities involved, and I had 4 million of a budget, which I know is a lot of money, but when you talk about the whole country, I was able to divide it up, and I think every local authority got €30,000 or something around that.
Yeah,
anyway.
It was used really well, wasn't
they
it?
They spent it. We got such good value out of it. The local authorities were unbelievable. They really stepped up to the plate, and there was a commemoration in every single county. They had their own plan, and I was delighted with the cooperation I got from every local authority across the country.
And the tricolour kind of initiative in schools was a huge deal. Explain the significance to people of you overseeing those 1916 commemorations from your background here in Monaghan.
Yes, well, of course, I come from a Presbyterian background. I was reared in Drum. I live in Ahabog now, and I suppose it's something that people are wondering, and I did wonder myself at times when I got the job, when Enda Kenny appointed me. He said, "You're going to be in charge of the 2016 commemorations," and I thought, right.
Now, how will this go down?
How will we manage this? But again, I was delighted I was able to do that, because I believe and I know that I am a true Republican in the Wolfe Tone sense, inclusiveness and fraternity and everybody's right to be represented. And I believe that, and very much part of the Presbyterian tradition is total democracy, and where people elect their leaders. And that's something that is very much within my DNA. I was also involved very much as a local politician in the peace and reconciliation funding that we received in the six counties and in the three border counties in Ulster. And indeed, that played a huge part in bringing people together and helping to break down those barriers, because there's a lot of misconceptions, a lot of myths out there that needed to be dealt with in terms of the 2016 commemorations. And I think we did that well, and people realised when they shone a light on that period in our history, we had so much more in common than what divided any of us.
The people in Drum, I was reading an Irish Times profile of the village, which is said to be the only totally Protestant settlement in the Republic, the village of Drum, and they said they were quite surprised when you described yourself as a Republican, because it wouldn't have been the kind of the feeling of the tradition there.
Well, again, republicanism has meant different things at different times, and I think to some it to me, I know exactly what it means. As I said, it's in the true 1798 Wolfe Tone sense. That's what Republican is.
Wolfe Tone, I think, was a Presbyterian himself, wasn't he? Or
I don't
Anglican,
know.
I think, religious-wise. Yeah. On a lighter note then, when you saw Derry Girls doing the Protestant versus Catholic descriptions, you recognised something about yourself on the list.
Yes, indeed. We keep our toasters in the press or in the cupboard.
It's a brilliant idea. I've started doing that because of you and Derry Girls. It's the best thing. And
yes.
Your lovely daughter, the second one, got married, I think, didn't she?
That's right. I went into her house, and she has a lovely house in Leitrim, and I looked.
She married a Leitrim man.
Yeah, she married a Leitrim man. I said, "Oh, Dara," I said, "you've got the toaster on the on the worktop." I said, "Put that away straight away, Jared." I said, "Get that toaster away. Put it in a press."
interfering mother-in-law was ignored, I think, on this occasion.
We had a good laugh. We really had a good laugh.
Toaster in the press, if you take nothing from this. Now, you didn't have the most easy time because there was a cronyism row as well, Heather. Oh my God, we were face-palming hard when that happened. Explain to people now what happened back in... This is also in the first year as a cabinet minister, isn't it?
Yes, and yes, of course, yeah, there was an appointment, all right, to the Senate, and there was a bit of a furore over it, no doubt.
I just realised you're not going to explain this terribly well at all. Enda Kenny tried to, he basically wanted someone to run on the Shannon panel for the arts, and so he got you to appoint this person to the Museum of Modern Art. It was blatant cronyism, but it all fell apart.
Well, what can I say? Only that the same man, he was a decent man, and maybe I come from a background that says that people who want to serve on boards because the boards were unpaid. There was no remuneration.
But you know, attachment the board. To the arts.
Well, look here, I'll tell you, I'm not going to go into the detail, but all I can say to you is what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
What did you learn from that?
That's exactly what I learned. What doesn't kill
don't
you.
Don't do it again. Don't do cronyism. It doesn't go down well. What are you most proud of when you look back?
When I look back, well, at a local level, I'm most proud of the marina in Clonus, the Ulster Canal Marina. It's a fabulous facility in Clonus town. At a national level, I'm very proud of how the commemorations went. I'm particularly proud of auto-enrolment, which means that people, everybody will have an occupational pension. Those people who don't have a pension at the minute will be enrolled now. The legislation's gone through. The president has signed it, so it's a matter of enacting it next year. That's an important change that will certainly make a difference to people's lives down the road. And I think the thing that makes me happiest of all is hot school meals for the children, the primary school children. Every primary school child by the end of 2025 will receive a hot school meal. Mm. And I suppose that's the mother in me. I like to see those children fed.
and the regrets. I mean, the housing crisis has to be attached to every minister who served in those. You were there in 2014. Collective responsibility, Heather. We heard Jamie saying, you know, Dublin is a cold house for musicians and for young people because of the housing crisis, which Fine Gael has given to the country.
Well, I think to be fair, you have to start, and I'm not going to go into the politics of it all, but we started with nothing in 2011 when we came into government. It was not an easy place.
Still
it was
nothing.
Cut. I remember walking up the street in Monaghan here. I actually put my head down. And I knew people were hurting, but they took the pain and it wasn't easy. So the housing is increasing. I would say we are building more and more houses, and you just can't put houses up like a flick of a switch. But what I would say is that my regret is that I'm not 10 years younger, because if I was, I wouldn't be retiring.
Right. I see what you mean. You feel you don't have the new energy.
No, well, I just know that as you get older, you just don't have the same levels of energy. And this job requires 100% and more. And if I can't give it that, I don't want to be doing it. I feel that would be wrong of me. And it would be another 5 year. Five years was the commitment. And that's why I decided to take a step back and let new people come with new ideas.
Yeah, as I say, it stunned the political establishment, because people work hard to get to where you are in cabinet. It looked like you were a shoe-in to return to cabinet again, particularly as deputy leader of the party. But you bowed out. We wish you well in your retirement, Heather. We've had a good old chat there now. You're totally unfazed by it. You have fans as well in the text. Thank you for showcasing Monaghan. We wish Heather Humphreys very happy retirement. Good wishes to her in the future. And they're very proud of you in the village of Drum in particular, aren't they? You're the most famous person out of there now. Heather Humphreys, good luck to you and a happy Christmas to you, by the way, and to the family.